Greetings, fellow Earthlings. I'm Zaf Mann, here in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio, and this is the In Memory of John Peel Show. And we have the usual lineup of hot new music from acts that you won't get in your standard PR, on standard radio stations. And all very good. There's some sensational stuff coming up later in the show. I'm not sure when I'll get to it, but by one of the bands that got into the Festa 51 last year, the Creeping Things. Not really a band, but I'll tell you more about it later. We're going to start off with a bit of clarity from Vision 3D. The track is Fugacity, and that's Vision 3D. It's not one of those names you'd think that would be difficult on the web, but it is. Look that up and you get a load of stuff about getting your eyes fixed. They're on Six Tons de Chair Records, an excellent label. Right, the next act is called Joyero, and I get dozens every week, stupid names and stuff, and usually they're terrible, but this band worked out to be very good. The album is called Release the Dogs. It's Small Town Death. Thank you.
A graphic designer that works for Shell, or works for the bankers. A photographer that works for Shell, that works for the bankers. We used to be lovers and now you've gone. I guess it's all over. Oh, we used to be lovers. You want me dead? Fuck. I guess it's all over. Yeah. Sad song of a singer-songwriter. Sad song of a singer-songwriter. Sad song of a male singer-songwriter. Sad song of a singer-songwriter. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Sad song of a singer-songwriter by J.D. Meatyard off the new Live at the Eagle album. You can find that on Bandcamp. Quite brilliant. Now, the bit before that, after the Joyero song, was actually the rest of the Joyero song, because we don't talk over songs on this show, and nor do we play extraneous music in the background while I'm talking. So that's the way John Peel did it, and that's the way I'm doing it. Now, because of that, we're going to play the whole of this track by Paul Rooney. Is that Paul Rooney actually did an installation piece, sound art, and what's happened here is this mysterious woman called The Creeping Things has remixed it on the marvellous old Scrat Records label.
Yeah. staring out of the window, suffering a daydream. I see the cathedral, north side windows from here. The newspaper court reporter is scribbling notes down. His words are all that will remain of me. The police officer is holding something that I stole.
Something that I stole.
A Bible, black and golden, shatters last night someone says it was stolen in the cathedral.
In the cathedral.
The name that said that story, I can't be sure.
Vanquished
Saint Child, who were my feet, who were leading most magnificent, most audacious, all with the most perilous of life. A retribution for the iniquity of the world. All my stolen things, my stolen words, shining things, your lying words. The public gallery shouting is filling the court. I secretly twirl my four fingers round each other.
Round each other.
To make me disappear,
I'm invisible.
The police officer is holding up ribbons and prayer books.
Ribbons and prayer books.
Flash look like a dress.
A part of a dress. Standing with Annie and Francis, set free in a daydream.
Set free in a daydream.
I'm shining, sainted, I'm invisible.
Oh, I'm
alive.
alive with thoughts from my heels to the back of my neck. I grabbed it, the purse, punched it a delicate arm,
and over again.
Man of a graceful mind, like a prima ballerina. Each movement as brilliant as the facet of a jewel, like a perfectly beautiful daydream, a visible work of art. In the end, they have been clumsy, shaking with fear and agitation. You must learn to fight with a bad feeling, I may have told myself. So I can't be sure. My badness is made beautiful by my daydreams, if we.
Most
I dream
funny
it into
ever.
The blazing
and
light
I do it
of my
over
soul.
And over and over again if I could.
With your beautiful, betraying
so
words.
Good.
It is noiselessly raining on the treetops outside the window. I'm holding on to the edge of the dock and holding my tongue. Or maybe I'm not. I like to tell myself these stories, partly based on fairy stories, but also Bible stories, because I used to get all those. I don't actually believe these stories. I'm a very sceptical child, you see. I remember saying to my mother, that couldn't possibly happen, mother. She told me Bible stories because she's quite a religious person. But it couldn't possibly happen like that. That's just a story. Do you know that's just a story? Ah, but, she would say. I remember learning things just by listening. So when I first started going, I couldn't read. Then, as I got older, I saw the inbook. I realised I was singing completely the wrong words. I mean, not the wrong words, but my own words. For choir practice, there was an old bellows type organ, which you could pump with your feet. And in fact, it had a hand pump. Being around 7, 8 years old I was delegated to the organ. The conductor of the choir would say, you start pumping now. So I would start pumping the organ. But during the hymn, I think it was a new one, doing a simple action. During this hymn, it occurred to me that it would be interesting to know what happened when you stop pumping, because I wasn't sure about that. So at some stage, I stopped pumping to see what had happened. The sound was incredible, because the choir went on singing for a bit. Like that. The sound of the suffocating organ was incredible. Like the life was being sucked out of me. Like your eloquent words sound when I know they're lying. The conductor looked at me and said, go home. So I went home. My mother asked me why I'd be back so early. Choir practice can't be over yet. I said, well, no, but I'm very tired, mother. I'm very tired. So I went up to bed thinking about the sound. The sound was incredible.
Like that.
Marvellous. Paul Rooney's Stolen Things, a remix by the mysterious Creeping Things, who has no presence almost at all on the internet. On Old Scrap Records, you can find that on Bandcamp. Right, we're going to quiet now. Later in the show, we've got probably Jenny Haval. Klein is back, very exciting. Chastity, maybe, if I can get to it. Even Scratch Match, a fantastic band from Down Under, and some others here. I'm not sure if I'll get to more, but for now, I'm going to go with Ada Lee, a little quiet spell on the show. This is called Wild Heart from the new album What We Say in Private.
Doesn't matter anymore, and I can't take that.
A great unusual combination, this Carlos Beaker, Daniel Erdman and DJ Ill Vibe combining on this album. It's called I Am the Escapade One on Clean Feed Records. That track was Karuma. Right, well, that's something nice. I think we're going to play Klein now. This band, well, this woman, I think, but maybe there's a band behind it. Excellent. I played them a couple of years ago, and they got a new album out called Lifetime. You can find that on Bandcamp. And this track is going to be... I'm going to claim it.
Thank you. Look at these trees. Look at this grass. Look at those clouds. Look at them now. And look at them now. We'll be right back.
That's Alessio Dutto and another new label, Madeira Records. You can find all the stuff out at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com. And there the playlists and podcasts are all available. And you can find out the links at World Cup of Music on Twitter and on Facebook. It's In Memory of John Peel again. Usually I put the buy links in if I can find them. Anyway, before that, you were right. You heard Jenny Haval. Her new album is called The Practice of Love. She's back on top form on Sacred Brands record label. The track I played you was called Lions. Now, there's a band out of Australia, I think, called Scratch Match. I've only got a couple of singles from them. I played the first one. It was excellent. This one is also, it's even better. I think this one's called Home Snakes.
So truth becomes a punchline. I learn to tell my life in parts, so speaking turns benign. I learn to close shop up early, so life could leak in slowly. I'm slowing down on stairs and ladders, I'm leaving time for growing.
I public mind. Starts those sheets for the birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale, pale. Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Slick little boy with a mind of rich. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. Well, Dublin in the rain is mine. A pregnant city with a Catholic mind. Stamps those sheets for the birdhouse jail. All mescaline when the past is stale, pale. Dublin in the rain is mine. A loose ambassador for all that crime. Slick little boy with a mind of Ritz. Pulling that thread for the next big fix. This. My childhood was small. My childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. My childhood was small. Oh yeah, 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 my childhood was small. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. But I'm gonna be big. I'm gonna be big.
Fontaines DC, in case you didn't know. I know they're getting popular, but I still think they're good. That brings us to the end of the show. I want to say thank you to a few people who contributed to the show this week, especially Dimitri, Chris, and somebody else who came in late. Yeah, Niels. Thank you, Niels. And you can go to Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and Zaphman Music, Z-A-P-H-M-A-N-N Music. And you can support the show there in all kinds of ways, weekly, by show, by month, all that kind of stuff. We got back about 10% of the missing money that we lost. So thanks for those, everybody who's contributing. But I need more of you to go and do that right now. Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Zaphman Music. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.